You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High fly ball off the bat of Ohtani. Robert is back for it at the wall. That is gone. Shohei again. It's his second straight day with a homer. A two-run blast off Lance Lynn, and the Angels have a 4-1 lead. This one is going a long way. Shohei with his second today, a rocket.
I think in the finals there is no favorites. This is going to be the hardest game of our life, and we know that, and we are prepared for that. We are preparing and prepare for that. So I think there is no favorites, and definitely I think we are not favorites in this series. I think they are not either. I think it's just the finals. You know, there is no favorites in the finals.
That's not what the sports books have to say, Nikola Jokic. Hello and welcome to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth. We are with you from 9 to noon Eastern on the BetQL Network. Listen to the show on the Odyssey app. Watch the show on twitch.tv/BetQL and follow us on Twitter at BetQL Daily. Joining us on the program today, Rick Camp will let us know what plays and props he's eyeing for tonight's NBA Finals opener. And Kenny Ducey will join us to talk all things baseball. And maybe we'll get a little French Open play or two out of him. But first, game one of the NBA Finals is tonight out in Denver for game one. The Nuggets are 8.5-point favorites, the total 219.5. Let's jump right on in, Joe. What are your first thoughts as we get ready for the finals?
First thought is the matchup that we're going to be watching, the matchup that's going to dictate the winner, the champion in the very end. Is it going to be about the Nuggets offense or is it going to be about the Heat defense? I mean, that's obviously the strength of each team. Now we can go over, and we will today, over some specific angles, but that's it. Can the Heat zone defense, we expect, can they slow down the Nuggets at all? Because we have not seen any of that so far. And it's a strange narrative that's been bothering me, that maybe it's just, you know, a couple people screaming. The Nuggets have had an easy path. What? I don't know where that is coming from. Now, I understand on the other side that the Heat took down Milwaukee and Boston at the time. Those teams are favored to win the title. Mm. And the Heat have been the underdog in every series, and they've won all three of them. That's only happened three times now. But let's be smarter later. But I mean, let's be smarter. The Lakers were more than a play-in team. Phoenix was not a mess. They got a bucket loads of money coming in on them, and they had two of the best players in the world. So that's been top of mind bothering me, that the Nuggets have had some sort of an easy path. I guess people looking for some sort of Heat angle or how you would knock Denver. But Aaron, yeah, I mean, really, it's going to come down to what are you going to do against Jokic and this super efficient, maybe record-setting efficient offense of Denver?
I'm just so glad the NBA is back. I woke up in a great mood today, excited to talk about game one of the NBA Finals. It's back. I'm happy. So I also heard some people talking themselves into Heat, and their argument was that the Nuggets didn't dominate the Lakers. Okay, yeah, they swept them, but like those were close games. I'm like, why is everyone talking themselves into the Heat today? They're looking for these angles. Exactly. I can't wait till we go over some of our bets. We're looking at series props, all of that stuff today. I'm fired up.
to me, I think what you two are pointing to is this idea of recency bias, because we've seen the Heat a lot more and we've been more impressed more recently. That's why mm-hmm. we want to believe that the Heat's figured something out in some way, shape, or form. Well, just because we haven't seen the Nuggets in several days doesn't mean that they don't have a great culture. We talk about Heat culture. We don't talk about Nuggets culture. Well, the Nuggets have a culture too, and it's a pretty doggone good one, given that they have made deep runs in the playoffs recently. And so we will talk about this in great detail as far as how we're betting game one and how we're betting the NBA Finals. But let's not forget that all of the arguments that you can make for the Heat, a lot of them also apply to the Nuggets as well. Don't forget that. Again, lots to talk about with the finals later in the program. But first, let's get to some Major League Baseball headlines. And I put this in the suggestion box pretty much every day since I started here on BetQL Daily. And we are finally listening. And it's much appreciated. We are going to have an angel story here during headlines, Joe. We're going to talk about how Trautani made its glorious return in the south side of Chicago. Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani go yard against Lance Lynn. Madness. I think Lance Lynn's returning to the list of losers, to say the least. Uh-huh. But for Shohei Ohtani, a couple of bombs. Mike Trout added one as well, Joe. It's amazing just how bad it got for Lance Lynn. Of his 24 four-seam fastballs that were in the zone, when hitters swung at those inside the zone fastballs, they made contact every single time. And especially for Ohtani, those balls didn't last very long going out of the yard.
Yeah, we never talk about the Angels. We never talk about Ohtani in any sense. And we never talk about the White Sox either. I don't know about you guys, but I think it is a fantastic idea when you're facing Ohtani and Trout to try and beat them with a four-seam fastball when you're Lance Lynn at this stage in your career. A four-seam fastball, which doesn't move a whole lot. I'm just going to give it everything I got. It's got a few more RPMs on it. It's going to roll right. No, it's not. It's not. And I'm sorry. I texted you guys immediately. That was easily 500 feet. I don't know who was measuring that over on the south side of Chicago. Maybe it was the groundskeeper, Roger Bosser, because I've had my issues with him over the years. But how is not that second home run not 500 feet? That was a majestic shot. It's going to be tough to beat the Angels when Trout and Ohtani homer. It's happened five times this year. They are a perfect 5-0. Makes perfect sense to me. And, I'm looking forward to that LOL conversation, because Lance Lynn will certainly be discussed when most recently it looked like he was starting to turn things around.
Yes, the list of losers. We are updating that today later in the show. All I could think when Ohtani homers in back-to-back innings is, Ed's going to be insufferable in the morning. Not looking forward to this. But Ohtani did struggle in May, so I guess he ended on a nice note there. The last day of May.
You sound thrilled.
Can't wait for him to be a Dodger.
Is that when some kiddo goes to the piano and just, you know, smashes their whole arm down? Like, that's basically how the note ended for Lance Lynn in the month of May.
True.
Trout's longest home run, 461. Ohtani's 459. Both had exit velocities of more than 110 miles per hour. My goodness. Angels absolutely walloped the White Sox there. Nats first five at 2-1 came through. So good for you, Nats backers. And the Braves and the Rays both avoided sweeps. Rays especially, though, was a bit of a sweat, nearly getting swept by the Cubs. The Braves, mm-hmm. not as much of a sweat against the A's, but still, though, the fact that they lost that series is perhaps a little embarrassing. But Joe, as far as other baseball headlines, which one stands out to you?
Well, a little more detail on the ones you mentioned there. That Washington plus 200 first five, myself and Aaron Ron, that was a sweat. That just barely got home. Thank you, Noah Syndergaard, and your five runs in five innings. Because Jaime Candelario had a two-run homer in the fifth for the Nats to get that home. So that one just barely came through. So Corbin did fine. four runs, three earned, and five innings of work. And yet we did talk about if that would be a popular bet. There's no way Tampa gets swept. There's no way Atlanta gets swept. And they both win if you wanted to do that two-teamer. It looked like the Cubs were in control most of the game, but then the bullpen came in, gave it up. Lau, low, hit a homer for the Rays, and that was all she wrote as far as that goes.
Yeah. Lau, low, when in doubt, just say them both. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Lau, low. Lau, low. That's just, it sounds like a kid's show.
Cover the bases. Dun-dun-dun.
Oh, no. You don't do that. You do give yourself the old drum roll.
I haven't done it.
The rim shot.
The rim shot. The rim shot. Yeah. Badoons. Yeah.
You don't. That is like the worst, honestly, when people do a joke. Okay. I'm not pointing at you, but there are people that use that on a regular basis. I've never heard you do the rim shot.
In two years, I had to get one in there.
Right. It's 2023 as well. We all have phones now that can play it as like a quick sound effect, you know, just push a button and it plays it for us instead of you having to mimic it. So we have options if you want to have various sound effects.
Oh gosh, people would cancel us if Jake played that on a regular basis when we thought we said something funny. We would lose so many listeners.
I'd cancel us. I'd quit if that became our thing.
No kidding.
Who do these people think they are?
Ridiculous. Right. Oh, they're revolutionizing the rim shot. Oh, wow. I better keep listening. Of course. That's exactly how that goes. Yeah, right. Let's move on to the gridiron here as we continue our look back at the day in sports. Second-year quarterback Brock Purdy for the 49ers, nearly 3 months removed from undergoing surgery to repair his UCL in his right elbow, remains the leader in the clubhouse to start for the 49ers if he enters the season healthy. He had his first throwing session this week, and per NBC, all signs point to Purdy being on track to being the starter for the 49ers. GM John Lynch said on SiriusXM radio, Brock's a worker. If you give him a task, he's going to do everything in his power. We've been incredibly encouraged by his throwing session so far. Best case scenario, he'll be ready for training camp. The hope is he will be ready for the regular season. As we talked about, the hope, right. Joe, as we've talked about before, there is some volatility when it comes to who's going to start for the 49ers for week one, but there's also volatility in the fact that Brock Purdy had a really small sample size, and there's not that much that we can go off of in terms of determining if he is the right quarterback for the right job for the 49ers, one of the favorites to go to the Super Bowl.
The quarterback that does not have a small sample size on this roster is Sam Darnold. And I wonder if he's going to get any time this year, because your other option is Trey Lance, even a smaller sample size than we've seen from Purdy. Can you truly be a Super Bowl contender when these are the options? Now, I guess that we believe in Purdy less than most, certainly less than the San Francisco 49ers. And we've pointed out over the last month or so why we don't believe in him. But, I mean, none of it is good. None of it seems good. When John Lynch feels the need to come down from the tower and try to reassure everyone that everything is going to be just fine, man, the more and more we see, I know they're great just about everywhere else on that roster, but I'm not interested in backing anything positive San Francisco.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, so many question marks, and I couldn't help but laugh and roll my eyes with these Lynch quotes. I mean, we hope he's ready. He's a hard worker. I mean, give me a break. What is he supposed to say? We need to get him the reps. It was just, come on.
It's so breaking cliche. News. If he's breaking news, if he comes out and says he's not a hard worker, now we have something. Just get out of here with all this.
Yeah, exactly.
Man bites
it was
dog.
Much ado about nothing. It was kind of like, this is a story. Okay. I guess they had an opportunity to get, you know, Lynch, so it became a headline, but we still haven't learned anything significant here.
It is a lot about controlling the narrative, letting 49ers fans know that everything is going to be okay at the quarterback position. Your favorite, Brock Purdy, will be just fine. It is interesting, though, Joe, that you're absolutely right. Like, the quarterback position is just so uncertain. Yet at the same time, why are some already coming out and claiming Trey Lance is a bust? How do we know that? There are only a couple of games out there, and he was a rookie put into a slightly difficult situation. What, his first game was at Soldier Field in really, really sloppy conditions when he came from an indoor stadium? Like, there are a lot of things you can point to that say we have no idea what the 49ers have Trey Lance. So why are we making any conclusions?
Yeah, that game was a monsoon at Soldier Field last year. I think it goes back to what we've discussed with Purdy, why there's trust there, why they have such a high win total, why they are in the Super Bowl conversation at the top of the odds board, because it's so much trust in Kyle Shanahan. Well, Kyle doesn't want to put him on the field. He doesn't feel comfortable, so that must mean he sucks and he's a bust. I think that's the answer to your question.
Right. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, our favorite bets for the NBA Finals, and we play a little start, sit, and cut. Which NBA Finals props are we playing and fading right here on the BetQL Network?
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.